This Friday, the 3rd of November at 7:30, Samuzan will be performing a concert entitled Dreams and Fantasies. Joining me in the studio is the soprano from the group, who is Melissa Wimbush. Welcome. It's nice to see you.
It's great to see you, too.
Tell me about the group itself and the name Samuzan.
Sure. Samuzan was actually Wade Davis's idea for the group. We started this ensemble as an early music ensemble when we were all at Peabody together. I, being somebody who had no experience with early music, was joining forces with these two guys who had a lot more experience in training than I did. So they sort of took me under their wings and showed me the ropes of some of the early music repertoire and style.
But this is a concert of 19th century ultra-romantic music.
Totally. That was an intentional shift, another idea of Wade's. I am so happy to be doing this, although I love singing early music. I do feel like this is something that I'm more of an expert in this repertoire than the earlier music.
Yeah, and you're starting out with some amazing Schumann piano pieces and then some Schumann pieces for violin and cello. And what you get to sing in this, the big chunk of it, is maybe some of Schumann's most spectacular songs.
Oh, they're so wonderful. It's funny, when I started working on them years ago in Ellen Mack's accompanying class at Peabody, I kind of thought they were boring. And then the more I worked on them with her and also John Shirley Quirk, who was in the room, I started to hear and feel the genius of these pieces. There's so much that happens in a minute or two that encompasses just a world of emotions, a world of wonder and love and excitement. And then it all comes crashing down at the end. It's just perfect. Perfect.
I think you've got to have lived a little bit in order to appreciate this.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I always kind of hated when people said, oh, you got to wait a little bit before you ever perform these. And I thought, well, why? And I think now I get it, being 40 years old. There's definitely a youthful energy in them. But absolutely, I agree with you. You need some life experience to really be able to kind of go into the depths of this woman's trauma. I cannot get through this piece, hearing it, watching somebody do it, doing it myself, without just feeling such an intense need to cry. It's so moving, and the simplicity of the music is deceptive.
When I've heard you in the past, you are mostly singing contemporary music, which is so different from this.
I think sometimes I can fall into a comfort with contemporary music because you're just 100% out there. And in something like Schumann, you're naked. Your voice is exposed. You don't have these jarring melodies to hide behind. You don't have sometimes the ridiculousness of these rhythms. And, you don't have all of that to hide behind. It is just you and these beautiful melodies and harmonies that if one thing kind of goes wrong or if you lose focus for one moment, it breaks the mood. I love coming to this repertoire after doing so much contemporary music because I feel like I get to kind of review and relearn some of those chestnuts of the vocal technique in the repertoire.
And you're finishing with an astonishingly simple yet complex piece by Arvo Pärt, his amazing Mirror Within a Mirror for cello and piano, which, as you said, if there's anything that's going to reduce you to tears, it's going to be this.
It is such a great recital ender because you have no choice but to kind of melt after hearing something like that.
Yeah, and to end softly and slowly is daring. I've been speaking with Melissa Wimbush from Samuzan. They'll be performing as part of the Spire series at First and Franklin Church this coming Friday, November 3rd at 7:30 p.m. You can find out more at firstfranklin.org. Melissa Wimbush, it's always great talking with you, and thank you very much.
Thank you. This was really helpful.